Wrangell's gravity-fed water treatment plant sits on a hill about a mile outside of town, and since it came online in 1999, the plant has been plagued by problems.
This has been a long time coming, and hopefully our community will have clear, good water.
That's Wrangell Mayor Patty Gilbert. On October 11th, Wrangell's Assembly took a major step toward addressing the issues at the water plant, approving a $19.5 million contract with Sitka-based MCG Constructors to break ground on a new water treatment plant that's been years in the making. One issue the new plant will address is the amount of organic material in Wrangell's source water. The current water plant cleans water by filtering it through sand and gets easily clogged. It's not the right kind of plant for the organic heavy Wrangell water. It means water operators have to add chemicals at the end of the treatment process to meet state water quality standards. But the chemicals react with the organics in the water and create cancer-causing long-term carcinogens called trihalomethanes and haloacetic acids. The slow sand filtration plant also strains to keep up with peak water demand. Bafflingly, some parts of the plant seem to have been built backwards. Today, no one knows why the plant was built the way it was. The lead engineer on the project passed away in 2019, and borough officials have long stated there's a lack of comprehensive records on the plant's process. The new water treatment plant will be run on what's called a dissolved air flotation system, or DAF, system. It works by using a chemical reaction to make organic matter in the water clump together. Little bubbles of air are streamed through the water, floating the balled up gunk to the top, where it's skimmed off. One of Wrangell's huge hurdles in making a new water treatment plant a reality was finding funding. In 2018, when Wrangell's Assembly first approved a plan for a DAF plant, the estimated cost was $9 million. But skyrocketing costs and inflation since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic more than doubled the cost. The engineering for the project alone cost almost $1.5 million.
And for the public, the total project funding that we are securing as of tonight is $23,362,366.
Mayor Gilbert commended the work of borough staff on finding the funding to make the much-needed project happen.
There's, 10 different sources of money cobbled together.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
The funding comes from local savings, state and federal grants, and loans. The last piece of funding fell into place at the same time the Assembly approved the construction contract. Borough officials say they plan to cover the debt service for the loans through local water utility revenues and interest on the borough's permanent fund. But it shouldn't come at a vastly increased cost to users. The borough's finance department has proposed a 5.5% increase to water rates next year to keep up with inflation. Water rates in Wrangell jumped around 10% last year and 30% the year before, in large part to lay groundwork for paying for the huge water plant project. The plant's since-retired operator told KSTK in 2021 it should solve both the issues with flow and with disinfection byproducts.
I mean, it's just been a ton of work.
Borough manager Jeff Good congratulated borough staff on their work to secure funding and make the idea of a new water plant a reality.
It's been a group effort to try to get to this point where we could actually get this awarded. And this gets us started on that replacement of the water treatment plant. So just a huge thank you to all of them for the amount of work that's done into this to get it done. So, and then also the Assembly as well for continuing to push and to get us over the hill. So just want to say thanks.
So the long dreamt of new water plant will finally be a reality for Wrangell. Capital Facilities Director Amber El Haddad told Assembly members that construction could begin as soon as next month. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.